What's up, guys? Welcome back to Creator Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Natia Beno.
It has been a minute or a minute and a half.
It has been
since the last episode was recorded.
Yeah.
Natty disappeared.
You guys, I'm not a scapegoat.
Natty disappeared and went to MIA. How many days do you have left?
To do what?
For 30 days, 30 episodes.
Nah, it's going to be 50 days, 30 episodes. At this rate.
Yeah. Wind to valisha your microphone.
Napumua.
Oh, napumua, yeah. And I said, wow.
Is that better?
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
It is. Mm. So it's going to be 50 days, 30 episodes.
50 days, 30 episodes, which is still a good trial, guys.
Yeah, it is. What happened?
Sebastian was on a mental break.
we had an event and I just crashed for like 2 weeks. I couldn't record anything.
Yep.
But you guys had enough content to binge on. So we are back and some of us have cold and flu.
Mm.
That is here. Juicing all day, every day.
Yeah.
Cold cup, cold flu god, all that. Yeah, medication. But that will not stop us from creating content for you guys.
Yeah.
And someone told me that when I have a cold, my voice is sexy.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Okay, thanks to that somebody. At least we are back on set.
Hi, somebody. Hi, somebody.
Yeah.
This episode is dedicated to you. And today we have a live audience. Who's in the room with us, Nat?
Yeah, we have Nana.
Oh, Nana. Na.
Kafuru.
Kafuru. Kafuru. Oh, the
Kaburu, okay.
The pronunciation you're telling me earlier.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are wondering why Kafuru is with us here, she's our head of, what are you? You want to say? You don't want to say? Nana is our head of programs and creator growth. So in one of these episodes, you're going to hear her.
Mm.
But say hi, Kwanza.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Oh.
Yeah, so we know people. We know people who have nice voices.
Yes.
So we better recognize.
Nice voices with or without a cold.
Yeah. Anyway, today's episode, we're going to be talking about how creators move their top fans off of social networks.
Yes.
Onto their own platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a trend that we are seeing with creators who have reached to a level where now they feel confident enough.
Yes.
That now they can move these people to a different platform
and
still make money off of it. And the whole purpose of moving them from social networks is so that now they're able to be in control of the data. Because if you have 1 million followers on Instagram, you don't even have their email addresses.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so if Instagram crashes, you have zero.
Or if Instagram, if they decide to block you. Oh, I almost say Instagram. Anyway. If IG, guys, because they're bullies anyway.
Yeah. Are they bullies or guys just decide to not adhere to the privacy policy?
Depends how constringent are the privacy policies.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very limiting.
Mm.
Yes.
I feel like you have something you want to say.
No.
Point out.
Not necessarily.
This is a safe space now.
I don't have something in particular to point out, but you know, like, these are platforms where you have everyone being able to log in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody's not abusive or anything, and as long as I have proof that whatever I put out there has a backup.
Yeah. Are you defending someone? I feel like this is a very personal attack on
the way they do it.
Yeah.
Is what really gets to me.
Yeah.
There's no problem doing it, but how do you do it? Do you communicate to that person? Yeah.
The problem is how many users does Instagram, for example, have? It's in the billions, right? Users.
Yeah, they do.
So can you imagine if they were to employ human beings to sort of monitor everyone on the platform? That would be crazy. It's not practical.
I know it is. It's not. But then, you know, leave alone people like me who have 1,000 followers. Eh?
Mm-hmm. 1,000.
That's
50,
a drop in the ocean.
And 50 who are active.
And 50. Then those who have like millions.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to try, even if you have your own programming, whatever's there, mm-hmm. to make sure that those who have a million and whatever followers,
yeah.
at least there's a way to monitor.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy for even that person to control the million followers.
Mm-hmm.
They mm-hmm. might not all be active in your platform.
Yeah.
But even at least 10% of them is still 100,000. That's mm-hmm. a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I still believe, I don't know what the numbers are, and Nana can check for us online. Mm. I don't know how many users Instagram have
yes.
globally,
mm.
but I don't find it practical that Instagram would actually be able to monitor each account individually with a human being behind every account. So what they do is they use artificial intelligence, mm. and if the AI is seeing thousands of people are reporting you.
But remember, it's more or less the same people following, the same people who are on IG.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get new users. If mm, I'm following mm. you, I'm following Nana. That's me, same person, following two people.
Yeah, but I'm now, saying yeah. as a creator or an influencer who has 100,000,
mm.
personally, if I had 100,000 people following me,
yes.
I'd feel like I made it, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like going to Shags and telling my village people,
mm.
I made it. But
it's good you chose Shags. Uh-huh.
What was the alternative?
Because in the city, nobody will give a mm.
Yeah, yeah. About it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my point is,
yeah.
even if you have 500,000 followers
yes.
and you're a Kenyan, for mm. example,
mm.
there's that, because of your friends and people you hang out with,
yes.
you start thinking of this number as a huge number.
Yes.
You forget that there are people, mm-hmm. kids, teenagers, mm-hmm. who have millions of followers.
Mm.
So can you imagine Instagram just having one person who's going to be monitoring this yeah. one influencer's channel? It's yeah. going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
True. Anyway, we digress. Going back to the conversation, creators who have reached a point where they feel like, okay, I can now have my own website. I can now have my own group
mm.
or mailing list.
Yes.
And I want to have the people who genuinely love my content.
Yes.
To go and subscribe to me on that platform, whether
yes.
it's a subscription model or a free model, whatever works for them.
Yes.
What would you say is the reason or reasoning behind it
mm.
for them to say, okay, let me check these people from this point and put them here because 1, 2, 3.
I think the main reason is to be able to monetize, but mm. even have control over the monetization aspect.
Yeah.
Because when you're on Instagram, probably Instagram has to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have your own platform, then it's you who has control over that.
Yeah.
You don't have to like give people percentages of payment of shares because you're using their platform or what have you.
Yeah.
Number two is to kind of scale down to your true fans, people who are really following you because of the content that you create, and not people who just come over to snoop and see what this guy is up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are those two aspects.
Yeah. That's like a Tululu. Someone just decided that this is the right time to call.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all about funds and monetizing. So you have control over those two,
yeah.
which are the main things. Mm, because these funds are the ones who subscribe and bring you money.
Yeah. I feel like the other aspect of it, it's largely like you said, being in control of the data and making sure that you have a way to monetize your content.
Yes.
In a way that you feel like you are in control.
Yes.
Unfortunately, most creators, when they do this, they end up moving people to a different social network.
Yeah.
And not necessarily their own platforms.
Because they're not bold enough, or maybe they don't have the know-how to build their own platforms.
But there's also a technical aspect. You can imagine building your own intranet where now your fans can come and mingle with you and mingle with each other. There's a cost implication attached to it. And I mean, the one thing that you know with creators is spending money, kidogo.
Yeah, I know that, but it depends on what goal somebody has set. What do they want to achieve?
Yeah.
Do you just want fans and fans?
Mm.
Hmm? Or fans and fans?
Fans and fans.
Yeah.
We need to copyright that, Nana.
Or do you also want to take a risk and build a platform, you know? People are scared. Okay, we have the mainstreams, the platforms.
Yeah.
I don't want to call the names. I don't want to promote you guys.
promote them so they can
Because that has been out there. Every other person comes up with something and you understand they cannot match with the competition that is there in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, I honestly believe that influencers and most creators can only command these numbers because they're on these platforms.
Yeah.
There's a, and I think I gave you this example in one of our previous episodes.
Yes.
I was watching a video of the CEO or the founder of TikTok.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how social networks work.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that he said that I found very interesting was that when you come up with a social network, you need to treat it as land.
Yeah.
And the way it works is you choose a few select people and they don't have to be celebrities.
Yeah.
You just pick a random person from whatever country, and make them superstars.
Yes.
Just make sure the algorithm is in their favor, make sure that they're having millions and millions of followers.
Yes.
And it's basically capitalism, but on digital platforms.
Yes.
And the thing he was saying was that when this happens, it makes people who look like them feel like they can also do it.
Yes.
So now it becomes sort of a marketing gimmick that you're doing. So if I look at TikTok and I'm like, but this chick just dances, or this guy just, that cubby guy, the way he does his hands.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it and you're like, I can do this.
Yeah.
So it becomes a way for them to get more users, because you as a normal person or a random person.
Yes.
When you look at it, you're not thinking algorithm. You're thinking, this guy just does this and it works. He has millions of followers.
Yeah.
He is now being endorsed by super brands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start feeling like, okay, I can do it. And then more and more people feel that way and more people sign up.
Yeah.
And you keep wondering, why does this guy, I create the same content as this guy, but why is it that the algorithm favors this person? So someone who has 100 million followers on TikTok, for example, if they had their own website, chances are they would never get those kind of numbers.
Because as a creator, probably we do not have the know-how on how to do research on behavior and what influences various personalities, especially for those who are following you.
Yeah. But would you follow a creator? If you just met someone on the road and they're like, by the way, I have a website and all I do on that website is this. Okay, for those of you who can't see me, I'm making my hands move up and down. Would you go on that website and follow that guy and keep going onto that platform?
If I'm a fanatic, I will.
Of hand movements.
Yeah, it depends. You know, like, I know.
Yeah,
I
so
know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There are guys who would actually watch it, but I find it interactive. If I've just watched a video of Nati talking about creator economics, then I've watched another video of Nana talking about design thinking, and then I've watched another video of a kid playing or dancing with the mom, and then I see this guy doing a, it's like a funny video, so I scroll up.
Yeah.
But I would not go on a platform and that is the only thing I'm seeing every day.
Yeah.
Chances are I'll never come back.
Yeah. So you want to see other things too.
Yeah. So it's easier to build a following when you're on a platform that has users already.
Mm-hmm.
So ask guys who have 1,000 followers, 2,000 followers, ask guys at the products. Yeah. So as long as we're interacting with these creators and influencers, then we become the numbers that now Instagram says we have 1.2 billion users, 3 billion users.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like a recycle.
Yeah. You there's a quote that says, if you're not paying for anything, you're the product.
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways that you feel creators can do that movement of their top fans into other platforms creatively without necessarily, because if you just say, okay, I'm no longer on Instagram, I'm only going to be on this platform, chances are guys are not going to follow you.
Yeah.
But if they know they can still interact with your content on IG, but they have an alternative of a paid subscription that gives them exclusive content.
Yes.
Then they'll subscribe.
Yeah.
But knowing that whenever they are on IG, they can still consume your content.
Well, I don't know how that would pan out.
Yeah.
Like, I totally don't have an idea of how followers who are on these platforms, common platforms, will behave if somebody has their own personal platforms.
Yeah.
I believe there's so many people who even you as Sebastian, they're following you on IG.
Hey there, my name is Sebastian. Yes.
Yeah, I believe you have followers or you follow people who have websites who you've never visited.
I've never gone to that
website. Because you don't see the need to.
Yeah, so how can a creator do it in such a way that
Their
followers feel like they can interact with their content on both platforms?
You have to create the need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that means studying the behaviors and personalities of those who are following you.
Yeah.
And what do you put out there? Is it something they relate with?
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to deal with the relatable posts or things than just to be there, being common, being everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to understand what your value proposition is as a creator.
Yes.
And then the prime aspect of it is what you monetize.
Yes.
But also, I feel like monetizing everything also doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense.
Because it
limits
the people that follow you. So you have to have a freemium version that allows you to harvest their email addresses, their phone numbers, and sort of build a mailing list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is left?
Our live audience. Do you have anything to add?
This is the time to say, speak your heart out. Who hurt you? Anyway, you guys, this episode is pretty much straightforward.
Yeah.
If you're a content creator or influencer looking to move your followers from social networks onto your personal platform.
Yes.
First of all, you need to understand who your followers are. And the way you do that is by understanding what your value proposition is.
Yes.
Because people follow you for a specific thing.
Yes.
You might have a million people, but there's a common denominator among all these people, especially the ones who genuinely followed you.
Yeah.
There are those who are like, okay, let me follow 1,000 people so that Instagram can give me 10 followers.
Yeah.
But the ones who make the sober decision to say, okay, I'm going to follow this creator, then you need to understand what is the common thing amongst all these people. And sometimes it's okay to even do polls on your stories.
Exactly.
So that you know who you're dealing with. The problem with most creators is we don't see these social media platforms as businesses. So we don't treat them as such.
But you know, it takes a lot to identify that there's a business aspect that can go on in your social media platform. You know, most people will not understand that to begin with.
Yeah. I remember in episode 13, we were talking about how guys in the Western world, by the time they're opening a YouTube channel or TikTok or Instagram account, they know I'm doing this as a business.
Yes.
Locally, we are like, oh.
Let me try my hand
in this.
Nat
is on Instagram. Okay, let me log in so I can be stalking.
Yeah.
Anyway, understand your audience, understand why they follow you,
mm-hmm.
and then use that as a way of transferring them onto your own platform.
Yes.
Anyway, if you have any questions, any suggestions, if you feel like we left anything out, feel free to let us know on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Our Instagram account is CR8 Podcast.
Yes. You removed the R.
CR8R. Oh, okay. At CR8R Podcast, Creator Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me on Instagram at The Kenyan Entrepreneur. If you see Nati on the road, do the necessary. Is your Instagram public now?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tungoje tu.
Inshallah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you guys in the next episode. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Nati Abeno.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.